I thought the practice was good, and there's really not much more to add. I think we've all asked a lot of questions, and I think I've given a lot of answers as to where we're at. Now it's getting to be close to that time when we go out and play, and so that's where we're at. But if you got a few more, I guess I'll keep it going here. So
Richardson on schedule, everything go okay yesterday with him?
And he had a great day, and he did today what I expected.
What to talk about, considering how aggressive a Philadelphia pass rush is, the importance of establishing an effective ground game?
Well, I think it's important that we're able to run the football as well as throw the ball effectively. I think that's primary in all contests, and you know, I'm sure they're going to say the same thing about how they need to play the game.
Yeah, if this court ruling comes out in Scott Fujita's favor, can he? Would he just step right in there and play on Sunday?
I think we're talking about hypothetical stuff. I'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Got up until right before game time to put the roster together, but I don't see any reason why he can't play.
In light of the injuries on the offensive line, did either Greco or O'Neal do anything today?
Yeah, Greco was out there today. Yep, sure did. Yep. Okay.
What's your sense?
So you guys are tired of asking. That's good.
Yeah, from watching Whedon in practice this week, from the standpoint it's his first NFL start, he kind of could be nerve-wracking in that business. Not for you?
No, I'm not nerve-wracking.
What do you see from Whedon?
I think he had a great week of practice, and he's been crossing all the hurdles from the day we drafted him, and I'm looking forward to him playing his first opener as a pro. I think that's the important thing, and I'm looking forward to it.
Is it difficult in preseason, pass rusher to kind of get into a rhythm? Specifically like Jabal, he was saying he wished he could have played a little bit more plays, get more into a rhythm. But when you guys are being as vanilla as you are, is it difficult for a guy like that?
My sense is that he'll have his motor running from the first play, and I think every team makes decisions on guys that don't play a great deal in training camp. Now, he got a lot of work out here in practice against some pretty good players, and so I think he'll find his rhythm.
Pat, what do you think of Schwartz right now? You had him from day one to right here. Like you mentioned Reed, but where do you see Schwartz?
I think the same can be said for Mitchell. You know, it's tough to play the offensive line in this league, and I think he also has crossed those hurdles as you go through the offseason. And so this will be his first game as a pro, and so I anticipate he's going to battle. I anticipate he'll have a winning performance, and if he makes mistakes along the way, we'll get him fixed and keep moving.
I think compared to last year too, you were really piecing it together early in the season at that spot.
There's a lot of comparisons to last year I don't want to make.
But you had this guy from day one,
right,
all the way through.
Right.
And a lot of lines don't want to do your things. What do you like about him, I guess, in terms of being able to play on day one like this?
Well, I think he's a guy that started and played in almost every single game in college, his college career. So he's gone through this getting ready to play process. And he's played a lot of snaps. And, I think that gives me a little bit more comfort than a guy that came in and maybe was a one-year starter, or there was something about his college history where he hadn't played all that much. And so I think he draws on that a little bit. I think he's playing with some guys in that offensive line that are veteran players. And even though they may not be right next to him, although Sean Laval has played a couple years now, I think they'll help him get through it. And then I just know by his personality that he's going to battle. And that's what you need from an offensive lineman.
Pat, I know you said that you're confident the offensive line will be a strength of the team. Are you a believer that an offensive line truly sets a tone for an offense?
I think it's fair to say. Nothing really – they're like the engine of a car. It sounds cliche. You don't talk about it unless the car doesn't start. And I think that's – we all know that the offensive line is very, very important, and we feel like that unit has worked well together, and we anticipate they'll play well.
A couple more guys.
On the wide receiving core, from the standpoint, it's dealing with a new quarterback, and it is so young, including having
rookies.
We're young there.
How challenging is it to cobble that together and try to make it perform in a streamlined way in the early games?
Well, just like the other positions, you know, you got to, and everything is run parallel. You're getting to know them as players. They're getting to know the system. They're getting to know the quarterback. And then, you know, we work here a lot, and we put all that stuff together and try to put the plays out there where they got a chance to be successful. And I think that's what you do, whether they're young or old at receiver. And then, as you know, you don't play just two receivers. You know, they roll themselves in there. And so I think we'll do that.
Ted, are the Eagles any more vulnerable against the run than they are against the pass because of their pass rush and all that?
No, they're a top-tier defense in this league. I don't see a team that's very vulnerable against much.
What do you think about recognizing our Modell on Sunday?
I don't know the details of what's going on yet with that. So I mentioned yesterday that I never met Art Modell, and my focus is on my football team and what happens once we kick the ball off.
All right, thanks, guys.